Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I think you've known each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do for you.
You're putting me in an awkward situation.
You. Hard to assess how I feel nowadays. Think in my mind something changed. Struggling here in the interface, in between self-love and the loss of you. Moment in time and I know the truth. Broke down just what we were meant to do. It's a hard pill too, cause I still wonder about you. At the climb, now it seems really high. Wish that I chose not to fear. Fighting a truth that I hate not to try. In between self-love and the loss of you. Moment in time and I know the truth. Broke down just what we were meant to do. It's a hard pill too, cause I still wonder about you.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Pippi Radio Universe. I am Mojave, and clearly I cannot be left to my own devices. I fool around sometimes. I goof off. I do some strange things. And tonight is no different. I am going to do a hybrid show because it is the holidays. And I just couldn't really decide on which thing to do because I had other things to happen for next week. And next week is a big week. Have a very big show. So I fly speak that week. But I was like, nah, I want to get some baby from fly speak. And then I was like, I want to get some drip in here. You know what I'm saying? But also, we're going to have some people here from the War Council. All three pretty popular podcasts that I do, but at the current moment, the funny thing is, I was trying to get off the phone with my son, but my son is very, very focused and very well-meaning. Not to blame him, because I could have just like threw him to the thing, but you know, it's always important. You gotta talk to the med school people. When they're in med school, you gotta talk to them. Anyway, that being said, tonight we're doing a hybrid show right before the holiday. A little bit of fly speak, a little bit of honey drippers, a little bit of war council, and of course I'm going to be playing good music to make it soothe the soul, keep the vibe right, keep it tight, making sure there's nothing fancy, there's no themes, it's just pure poetry. It can be erotic, it can be rhythmic, it's an open mic, run the table, run the gamut. And then we're going to ask some questions, and we're going to do some war council type stuff. We're going to ask about relationships and things of that sort. So in the meantime, in between time, you know, and in true fashion, we're going to open everybody's mics. We're going to tell everybody the ground rules is we respect each other. We don't talk over each other. This is one of the only podcasts where our arguments are so civil that we'd be like, yo, my bad if you're so bad about that. It's interesting. But that being said, this music in the background is called the Honey Instrumental. We play it to soothe everybody, to get everybody ready. Now, tonight, we have some of my favorites, my favorite Philly John, one of my best friends, La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle. We have the Pussy Tizer, known as Lisa Lips of the Honey Drippers. We have Denario, the Goat Rider. Mr. Come Through, I see Sir Lawrence. I see D. I asked particular for these two people in particular. I asked for Onyx H2O, and I asked for Malikia. Both people who are in Clubhouse that come through and rock out. And of course, Marina, we see you. You know, hit one when you're ready. Raise your hands. We're going to rock out. And we're going to add people as we go along. So let's open everybody's mics. All right. This is Onyx H2O. Good evening.
Peace, everyone. You see.
What's happening? What's happening? All right. We're going to go over to La Perla Negra. Perla Negra, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's happening? What's happening? All right. Miss Lisa Lips, are you there?
I am here, baby.
All right. That's what we're talking about. Here we go. Let's go to my square. Denario, are you carrying the light? Are you here, sir?
The Goat Rider is present and ready to go.
All right. Well, let me cut this down a little bit more so we can hear everybody clearly. All right, we're going to go over here. I believe this is Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, are you here? Sir Lawrence. Hello? Area code 713?
Oh, no, that's
hello?
Pierre.
Oh, this is Pierre?
Yes,
my
sir.
My bad. Oh, man, Mr. Brown, my bad. I thought you were Sir Lawrence. I was like, man, I got to learn to read these things a little bit better. My bad. Okay, because I thought you, never mind. Never mind. All right.
Okay.
From the House Creativity, we have Malikia. How are you?
All is well. Blessings, family.
What's happening? What's happening? All right. Hold on. We'll just see if Zoomita wants her mic open or not. We'll see what's happening. We'll ask her.
Can you hear me?
Who? Can I hear you, Malikia? Or who's asking?
Yeah, that was Malikia. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. Zoomita, do you want your mic open or close?
close for now. I'm wrapping up a few things, but I'll be right with you.
All right, bet. All right. So now the gang is all here, and I'm getting hit three ways from Sunday. All right, now, everybody else who's listening, if you have any commentary, hit us in the back channel. Any questions that you have or you want to ask or commentary that you may not want to say if you're not calling in and you're streaming, you know to hit me in the back channel, and, of course, I will read whether you want me to let people know who you are or not. All comments remain anonymous and things of that sort. As we start, since we have a lot of brilliant poets in the building, and this is fun, please understand that this is a freedom of speech. Everything is protected by the first, you know, by our First Amendment, our ability to speak and do things of that nature. So if you hear something that you don't like, so what? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, how are you this evening? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm giggling at the rules of the road. If you don't like it, oh well.
Listen, that part right there. But, well, you can ask me. I literally have no fucks to give. Like, yeah, I don't even have. All right, so Wendell said he's coming in a little bit, and we're waiting for Dawood to show up. So we're not going to get to the War Council stuff. We're going to get to it. So we're going to ask everybody how they're doing. How's the holiday happening? What are you doing with your holidays? What's happening? Let's just run through and just ask everybody quick what their plans is. If it's too personal, say, none of your business. We won't get offended. We understand. So we're just going to run through and say, hey, so Onyx, what are you doing with your holiday?
I'm chilling with my family. That's about it. We eating, you know, like everybody else for the most part. For the most part.
Okay.
Boring.
He said boring. Boring. We're just going to sit around. We're going to eat the turkey and, you know, do the Al Bundy, put our hands in the top part of our pants and lean back. I guess
hey.
That's cool stuff right there. That's the good stuff right there.
That's the good stuff.
The Perla Negra, I kind of know what you're doing, but if you want to tell people what you're doing, what are you doing with your holiday?
I got sucked into cooking. I got invited first over my son's house with him and his lady, but because she's pregnant, she got my first grandbaby on the way, I agreed to cook. So that's that right there. But I'm going to have a good time. Y'all get a video later behind me.
I know. Listen, I already know. Listen. When she cooks, after she cooks, then there's a process of alleviating herself of the stress that she had from cooking, which usually includes maybe something that she drank or something she imbibed upon, or maybe even smoked. But we won't talk about that. It's okay. But we all grown. All right.
I'm sure those thinking just faxed me a plate.
All right. That's the thing. I have a friend that goes to all their goes like literally is like, yo, I got food for a week. I get a plate from every place I go to. They go turkey shopping. That's what I call it. I was like, yo, you turkey shopping. That's all you're doing. You're going from house to house to house to get whatever turkey that you want. You know. But all macaroni and cheese is not created equal. All macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's
true. It's true.
You know. Anybody who has the best macaroni and cheese, because it's almost like a default. If a person makes good macaroni and cheese, then turkey is almost always good. You ever notice that? You ever noticed, like whoever makes the best macaroni and cheese, they usually got the best turkey, the best gravy, and everything else. Now, if the macaroni and cheese is ass,
like
macaroni. The turkey's going to be dry. It's going to be some bullshit. And I know for myself, I've been in a situation where I was like, this turkey is drier than the Sahara, and they're like acting like it's the best thing in the world, and they're eating it like, this is some good turkey. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna stick this motherfucker in all the gravy I can. I'm gonna take this home. I'm really full. Thank you. Fucked up. All right. Lisa, listen. What are you doing with your holiday?
I love to cook, so even though it's just me, I'm still making the whole meal. My neighbors know I cook, so somebody will knock on the door, I'm sure.
Okay, all right.
I got some stuff already cooking. I got the corn pudding in the oven right now, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I've never, you know, the funny thing is, I had white people's corn pudding, and I've just been good ever since. If he was like corn pudding, I'd be like, yeah, that's okay. It was, but I'm black. I'm like, I got biases. But I'm pretty sure that you're
but I'm black.
I'm not going to talk bad. My father was married to a white woman for a very long time. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say. That's the side
way. But I don't make white people food. Whatever.
Y'all laughing, I'm serious. What the hell is a corn pudding? I ain't never.
She's like, I don't know what a corn pudding is.
Look, I'm gonna need education. Please and thank you.
Listen. Who was he having a whole argument? Yo, we was in a meeting. We was having a whole argument about tapioca pudding, rice pudding.
tapioca.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta put it in that category.
I'm scared of tapioca.
It's just what it sounds like. It's green corn and vanilla and whatever other extracts and heavy cream and butter and a little crumble on top. It's the sweet side. It's not
like
as sweet as the. It's kind of like a dessert, but not quite as sweet as a dessert.
Okay.
Eat it hot.
You sound like you can cook, so maybe I taste yours. But until then, I ain't touching.
Do you eat it hot or cold? Because I've never heard of it.
Hell no.
I like it hot,
cook,
but it's
I
good either
cook,
way.
But that's about it.
I'm doing the whole meal from scratch. So.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Oh,
you old school. You could like
yes,
nothing
I
like
am.
Always go fine. Huh?
Yes,
right.
I am. Fresh mashed
like
potatoes, homemade stuffing, all that stuff.
Not a bad
thing.
You
want people
to eat better than butter, honey.
So, Denario, what are you doing with your holiday, sir?
Brother, I'm down here in Louisiana, so you know what we're doing. You know, barbecue a little bit. Grandma got the good old pot of greens with the fat back, collards. We got that cornbread dressing, the German chocolate cake, the upside down cake.
Let me ask you a question, Denario, right? I know you got a whole thing with family that comes over to eat for Thanksgiving. Are y'all ever stingy with your food or tell certain relatives they can't come because you know they're going to come and eat all the food and then and leave or blow up your bathroom and leave? Leave.
You know, you love your family, right? You love your family,
yeah.
But we have plans. All right, so they got the cousins. Like my auntie already have all the go plates, right? So she got like a stack of the go plates from Sam's Club for everybody to get them a plate. But you got that one cousin. They come with their own stuff and be fixing their plate before they fix their plate. They fix their go plate before they fix their plate. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You really gonna take the whole cake?
Listen, I have a family relative. We was at my aunt's house, right? And so you know, you have like breakfast. You have breakfast on that Friday, right after Thanksgiving, right? So he came over, right? And he brought breakfast foods. He brought one carton of eggs. He brought a pack of bacon, and he brought biscuits in a can, right? Now, we already had all of these things, right? But it was good that you come. You show a contribution. Do you know this fool picked up his stuff and walked out the door with his stuff? He said, "Well, since y'all don't need it, I'm gonna take it home."
Listen, the hell you wow. do. You getting tripped at the door. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He helped the damn ass downstairs. I'm so sorry.
Right. And so my father was like, so my father was like, so basically, you brought groceries in the house to eat our food and then leave with your grocery.
Right.
So that's why I asked the jury, like, if you got good barbecue, you know somebody's in there and they got the Jesus sandals, 300, they out there dancing up. You got to stop certain family members from coming to your shit. You got to stop them. Go ahead,
you know, the one that, you know, the guy on the barbecue pit is that loud person that call out everybody for stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you walking up, oh, yeah. Lord, here they go. Hey, boy, y'all better go put y'all some food up. Put y'all some food up and come pray right now.
Hey, y'all still, where your mom is? It don't taste right once they got a cigarette hanging up in
the middle.
All right, so here's the secret of what we do, right? We have a bum ass turkey that's like, you know, you put somebody in turkey in training. I don't know if y'all know about turkey in training. That's when you're training somebody mm-hmm. to make a turkey. So that's the bum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually the turkey that person, they don't really know what they're doing. I made this turkey. Yeah, that's great. It sucks. It's horrible. And so when people come to get placed, you give them that turkey. They get that turkey. That's what they get. You be like, you blew up the bathroom. You came in here. You smoked stuff. You did all kinds of craziness. You're in here with that. You brought your girlfriend in here. You're arguing over simple stuff. You're acting like crackheads. You get this turkey. Take it home with you. That's what you get. You take this turkey.
Right.
You know, you gotta get at people like that. That's what happens. Uh-huh. You can't be fair with people. All right, let me ask Mr. Pierre Brown, what are you doing with the holiday, sir?
Ooh, that's a good question. When I find out, I'll definitely let you know. But for now, it looks like relaxing at home, enjoying time, relax.
All right, relaxing is good, man.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with relaxing. Sometimes you gotta take siesta from people. But like, I don't plan on seeing your ass. Thank you. Like, no, what are you doing on holiday?
I love
not
you
seeing
know.
You. I'm going to visit family. Myself. About to hear. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds crazy. Malikia, what are you doing with your holiday?
Oh, don't tell nobody. I'm sure my family's not on here listening, so I want to say it out loud. I am not going home. I am hiding out in Tampa. I ran away for the winter, and I have been enjoying hot and sun and beach water and all things not cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not be coming back until I absolutely have to. We have a baby joining the family in a couple of weeks, so I will go back to that. But for Thanksgiving, I am going to hang out with my chosen family, not the birth family, and some friends, and just like literally do a, we have a house full of people, like 22 people, and we're going to converge on one of the friends' house and just match out, eat everything in sight, and work on my itis. That's kind of my goal, itis.
I'm trying to work this 15 pounds of itis out. All right.
And I need to knock it off because my wedding is in December, but I'm sure if I'm pretending the wedding is not in December, I'm going to have to get everything I want. And that little dress don't have to fluff up.
like what happened? Thanksgiving. It was good.
That sounds like who the hell set a wedding for New Year's Eve? Don't you know we just got through eating? I don't know who brought that was, but okay.
Listen, you know, I'm not cooking this year. I refuse. Like, I tell you, know, the funny thing is, like, so my parents, they suck with me all the time. Like, my parents, like, I haven't seen them because I hadn't been able to go home because I was sick. So anytime that I'm home, like, I'm it. They're like, so what you making today? I'm like, I didn't really have plans on making anything today. I was like, yeah, so, like, so my mother's a seafood head as much as I'm a seafood head. So I learned how to make seafood bags, right? And so, yeah, it's a problem. So my mother would be like, she'd be like, how much it costs to do this? I was like, yeah, it costs about this much and anything else. You know what? You should go to the store. And then my father would call me. He'd be like, you still over your mother's? Yeah, I'm still over your mother's. What you making? I said, how you know I'm making anything? Because you got your mother's. So what do you mean? I'm doing these seafood bags for her. Yeah. So how much does it cost you to add to it? I'm like, ugh. And then I end up going to the store. Making a bunch of seafood, making seafood bags and bringing it to the parents and stuff like that. Then breakfast
Hold
is
up,
funny
so what's
because
in the, what's
I have
in
to
the
make...
bag, bro?
Listen. Each bag that you make, it's got to be specific to what that person particularly wants. Right? My pops, he's a straight he likes snow crab legs, but he doesn't like Dungeness crab or nothing like that. Like, he wants it just, you know, give me that, give me mussels, give me corn, you know, give me shrimp, give me sausage. That's how he is. My mother, she wants king crab legs. She's more give me the high end stuff. So I just cook it all, and I just separate the bags, and then everything else in between, I eat that. So I'm good. So I let them do it however they want to do it. They live within 15 minutes of each other, so it's an easy go.
Oh,
like I go from shoot over, and in between the both of them is the supermarket where I buy the stuff from. So it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I'm not mad about anything, you know. It's just the only person who makes me crazy is my father's wife, because she is trying as all trying can get. That's all I can tell you. She is super trying, and I mean super trying, you know. But that's besides the point. I'm saying this one thing. She'll probably be like, one of these days, listening to people like, "Is she talking shit about me?" I'll be like, "Yes." Yes.
And be polite, because I didn't ask no deep questions. We just let it be on top. We don't leave it alone. Hallelujah.
We just going to do that. All right, so we're going to let it rip at 10 o'clock with some poetry. But I see that Dawood came in the house. Area code 732, who may I ask for speaking?
King Grip, you should know that it's me, Father Time, Scott Harrell, the partner of Rhyme.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, thank you.
This is amazing. Wow. Wait. You filthy prop dealer.
Really? I'm nothing more than a lowly, filthy prop dealer?
No. I never said lowly. I never said lowly.
I never said lowly.
Lowly was not involved
from the
prompt
that
in
the
I
you
mean mid-level.
I did not say lowly. Lowly was not included in that. That was not part of the thing. It was not a part of it.
I'm trying to be Pablo Escobar over here with some of the prompts I did. Come on now.
Man, listen, I don't know, but I know that I coughed up 8 lungs and everything else. Once they gave me that thing, I was just like, yo.
That thing was just great.
Listen, that was like, but, you know, I'll just be coughing up. I'm glad. Oh, wow, this is great. I appreciate that. All right, so Dawood, you're here, right? Dawood?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good. That's what I'm saying. All right, so we're combining 3 of the podcasts all at once because it's a holiday and I don't give a shit. we're not going to pay attention to all the rules. We get everybody's mics open. Please understand the rule is let's try not to talk over each other, although we can tell jokes. But when we do the open mic, we're going to go one by one. Of course, you can do whatever you want to do because it's fly speak. Anything you have in the store is fly speak. And those who can drip shall drip if you so choose it. Please understand that this is a free and open forum, and we'll make it all happen. So speaking of this, all right, so here's a War Council question, right? And I know you guys don't know what War Council. War Council is an egalitarian, conscious creative council that we use to address issues, community issues, issues in relationships, community issues, and general topics that affect the black community. All right, so we have some people who are already on the War Council, have multiple things. So here's a question I would like to ask. Sex during the holidays, warranted or nah? Anybody can answer.
Darling, sex saves lives during the holidays. People ain't got to die because I ain't got to be stressed out and trying to kill them. Sex saves lives. I advocate for that. Plenty of it, bathroom included. Thanks.
Absolutely. Oh, so, all right, so we have our first person. When we know that somebody's in the bathroom and we think that they're taking a very long stuff, they're having sex in the bathroom. Who's that? Who said that?
That was Malikia.
Malikia? Okay. Now we know Malikia is the person, the bathroom sex person. We know it.
Oh my God.
If you're missing her and another person, and they happen to be in the bathroom, watch to see who comes out the bathroom first. No, I mean, stop.
All
right.
Wow.
Anyone else want to ask a question?
Listen, my position on this is very simple. There are some gifts that need to be opened year-round, and if you hold off on opening those gifts during the holidays, you might as well return that mess to sender.
Oh,
I have spoken.
God.
Wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute. Oh, man.
That's right. That's right. Keep the gift receipt. I'm just saying. Because there's too much family stress to be going on to be trying to be all hemmed up and bottled up. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I think that from a spiritual point of view, if you're going into a new year and you have great sex going into the new year, it can't hurt. If you're going through a holiday such as like Christmas or Thanksgiving, and you have sex during these holidays, it just enhances the feeling because you got family coming over, you know, you got time off and things like that. But definitely going into a new year, my mentor has this ritual that he practices, that he had me practice. He said, always have a dollar in your pocket to go into the new year, because it's a symbol. It's sort of like a spiritual thing that ensures that you're always going to have. If you go into a new year with you know, empty pockets, then you're setting the stage for you going through rough financial times. I think likewise, if you have great orgasmic sex going into the new year, well, goddamn, that already tells you what kind of year you're going to have.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have as much as you can. It shouldn't matter about holiday or whatever. Look, that doesn't mean fuck as much as you want. It's healthy for you. Sex relieves stress. It increases your memory, which you retain mentally. It's great for your high blood pressure. It also helps ladies when you get ready to go through the change of life. It just does something for the body altogether. It's good. The doctors recommend it. Can I return back to recommend it?
Have as much
sex as you can possibly have. Just do it.
I'm
like,
doing everything wrong.
No, I hope
like,
you stay wet
like,
when
hold
you
on.
Start to go through that change in life. I'm trying to tell you, the more sex you have, the better it gets.
Wow. So be like, yo, listen to The doc told me that you need to give me some of your draws. I need
right, do it.
It's gonna make me better.
This is the easiest take two and call me in the morning I ever heard.
Let me tell you something. And guess what? Ain't nothing wrong with masturbation either. Just watch your thoughts.
I was not going to do it, but that bathroom trick can be fine yourself.
I'm
okay, message
at
from
this
the back
point in my life, I'm sick of myself.
I was ready to say, it's much better for me to receive a gift than to give myself a gift.
Right.
Of course. I agree with that. But guess what? If you can't get the, you know what they do.
Yeah, if you can't love the one you want, love who you got. If you got you, that's all you got.
Love all.
I don't need you in my plans if I got my right hand.
All right.
Oh my God.
Teamwork, dream work. God.
Wow.
I'm in my lesson,
I have less stress when I got the cold press.
All I gotta say though, for real, watch the person. Be careful with who you lay down with, because you know it's an energy exchange as well, and that's
right.
Some real shit. Okay, and you start taking on that person's energy, they don't absorb yours, and you be wondering why you feeling a certain kind of way because you don't absorb that crazy ass energy that they were giving off. So just, you know, be careful.
Preach
but go ahead and fuck y'all. Fuck free. Go.
He's like, hey, all those fucks you didn't have the goose, you gave them away while you were fucking. You're like, yeah. I'm like, well, what happened to all your fucks? I gave them away.
No, go ahead and cash in them coochie coupons, them ravenous rain checks, all that shit. Go on, get those.
Ravenous rain checks.
I like that one.
Okay. hold on. We got a couple
somebody
more.
Where you get those at? Where you get those at? I'm
going to
say.
Yeah, for real.
Wait,
I'm looking
for
those.
I need
to catch him.
Wait. Hold on. Pause. All right. So, real quick, let me do this really quick. All right, let me reset real quick. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the hybrid show of Honey Drifter's Philosophy and War Council. We have a lot of people who already just came in, who just came in the room. I believe Miss Gilmore came in the room. Miss Gilmore, is that you?
You know it's me. You finally remembered my area code.
I figured it out. It's either you or AJ, and I knew AJ wasn't going to, you know, call because he would have said, I'm calling in. But it wasn't him, so I knew it was you. And we also have area code 585. Area code 585, who master speaking?
None other than her story.
Oh, her story.
Hey,
cool.
Her story.
What's happening?
Cool.
Hi.
Hey. Nothing much. Decided to come and check in and support. Enjoy.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. But Scott and Malikia are here. They have no idea how much we cut up and have a good time in here. So
they got to find out now.
They got to find out.
So this is one of the things we're just cutting up. So anyway, matter of fact, so just to give a roll call of everybody who's on right now, we have Onyx H2O, we have La Perla Negra, Lisa Lives, Denario, Mr. Scott Harrell, who's in the building, Her Story True, Pierre Brown, D is in here, Malikia, Dawood, and Beach City Poetress, a.k.a. Miss Stephanie Gilmore. Everybody's here. Thank you. Now we're ready to rock. Let's go. All right. So we're going to start the open mic at 10 o'clock. So we got 3 minutes to goof off completely so we can do some more questions. All right. So.
That's awesome. Where did they do those coupon books at?
Right. I need a few of those myself. The ravenous what?
Which coupon?
The ravenous rain checks.
Yeah.
Ravenous rain checks are.
Yeah, I need a book of 100 of them.
Okay, those are what you give. Those are what you give when you want to get into something. Both of you just want to tear each other up, but you got business to handle, so you got to give them a ravenous rain check. Until later. And you can cash it in anytime. Okay.
Look here.
Same thing
I got a stocking that needs to be
stuck. Design needs to rain check.
I thought that's what was said, but I wasn't really sure. But stocking stuffers. I think that makes perfect sense. Let me ask my husband if he want his stocking stuff.
know, but I know if you're wearing stockings and you got that thing, you might need the stuff. But, you might do that. All right. And just for the record, I'm saying this to the person. Yes, we are cutting up. We are going to continue cutting up because we don't care. We're just doing it for the holiday. That's in the back channel. I get back channels, so I'll read you the back channels as they come through. So real quick, so because we're doing this holiday, we talk about things and relationships and sex. All right, here's a doozy. All right,
and birthdays.
Here's a doozy. And birthdays. All right. Whose birthday?
Mine is Friday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so
birthday.
I've been waking up all week.
The same day as my son.
Hey. He is awesome, special. He's the most amazing thing ever.
Happy birthday. Be careful. Someone may give you a coupon book.
I want a coupon book. What comes with a coupon
women,
book? Let me tell my
women
husband.
Women give coochie coupons. Anybody can give a ravenous brain check.
I don't do those things no more. I'm mad.
All right, so here's a random a doozy. All right, here's a doozy question. All right, we just want to know if it's true or not. You can answer yes or no or give your reasons. All right. Do you remember the best head that you ever got?
Absolutely.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yup.
Absolutely.
It was monumental.
Oh,
it was
monumental.
Like it was, yes.
It was monumental.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still trying to figure out how to find her again.
That. If you forget it, it wasn't good.
All right, so, all right, I'm going to use the word monumental because that shit is hilarious to me. All right. So what made that head so monumental? All right, anybody can answer.
Ooh,
just answer one at a time.
Who going first? Lord have mercy. I'm going for the Pearly Negra. Let me tell you something. This head was so good. Well, first of all, he just made me juicy anyway before we even touched each other. But the way his lips just conformed to my clitoris and the perfect amount of pressure right there on it when he would suck it up in between his lips and do them circles around, do that little twirly, and then just the way it's just with the perfect amount of pressure all throughout the birth canal. Wow, it was good. And he talked to it too while he was down saying all kinds of things. He was incoherent, but still, he was just talking to us and kissing us.
That's the new meaning of speaking in tongues.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. It was
all right.
I got a baby out of it. I'm trying to tell you.
I got a baby out of it. All right. Next person. What made the head so monumental?
Okay. So the reason I use the word monumental is it was life changing. Just life changing. There's those moments in time where you thought life was going in one direction and then something happens that kind of just turns everything the fuck around. And that was literally one of those moments. And it was that he was so adamant about what he intended to do and that he was an artist of the clit and that he had studied. Like, this man was someone who was into the sutras and into body points and pressure points and all these mystical, magical places that you do this to this and this occurs, and definitely the scientist of the body, he was a fucking beast. So I had fun as an artist myself. We had fun. He was about that life, trust me. I mean, he was about that life. I'm gonna leave that there.
You sound exasperated right now. Were you having a flashback?
Well, here's the truth of the matter.
It was a whole flashback happening. That's what happened to her.
That's the disgusting. Unfortunate in that I'm blessed with lovers. Like, I have an amazing one. So, I ain't worried about them.
Oh, wow. So, I'm going to ask for some testosterone. So, I'm going to go to Dawood, then Scott, and then Pierre, and then Nario. So, Dawood, what made the Hair Monument?
Man, shit. Let me prepare myself for this. she was a.
Are you telling us about it, or you experience it right now?
A little bit of both. She was a former stripper, and I think that she did the after hours stuff. So I am a huge fan of 69, and so I was working on her, and it basically was like almost like a competition. And man, like when she saw that she had me, then she did the one thing that some women say they know how to do but can't. And she totally engulfed my balls, and it didn't hurt. And when she did, I just let out this pleasure scream that made me feel like a bitch. And looked at me. Because I wasn't ready. Like, I just, you know, I moaned, but I don't be screaming. I was like, I totally wasn't ready. She just looked at me. She gave me that look like, that's what I do to niggas. And I just was like, I guess you do. So that to me, like, you know, because, you know, some women will tell you that they don't like doing 69 because it's like, you know, you're robbing me of my pleasure. I love 69 because it's simultaneous pleasure. And, you know, you take turns. Like, you know, basically you get to the other partner and they experience some pleasure. Then they get down and they get to you and you experience some pleasure if it's done right. You know what I mean? And that particular time, she really had me. And I, when I let that scream out, it's not even like she laughed at me or whatever. She just gave me that look like, this is what I do to niggas. And I was like, you fucking ain't right. Mm-hmm. And that was the best, most monumental thing I ever had. That woman was a professional.
Okay, we going to go to Scott. Scott, what made the Hair Monumental, sir?
Oh, my. I'm still trying to recover from what I just heard. Mine.
We can skip you if you like. We can't skip you if you like.
I mean, I may need a little bit of puff pass because I'm waiting to be fully shaken. All right.
We're going to hit you with the Uno skip. We're going to hit you with the Uno skip and go to Denario. Uno skip. Denario.
Thank
you. Oh, my God.
I think I need an adult. Where's an adult? Somebody get me an adult.
I'm an adult.
Most of the time. In here.
Look, we're going to hear from Denario, and we're going to hear from Pierre if they'd like, and then we're going to get to this open mic because, you know, we got to do a little bit of everything. We're going to do a little bit of everything. So, Denario, what made the Head monumental?
I just want you to think about, put an image in your head. You know how some people can make their tongue go wide and form a little cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now imagine that cup with your balls resting in it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, what?
I quit.
I missed the boat. Go back.
What? He said, you know how you make a tongue and you make it like form the little thing. He said, now imagine your balls resting in that.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Especially when she hit that underneath.
Oh,
All of us right now are doing that mental check from like eighth grade science class, trying
damn,
to visualize, is that even possible?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you for that.
Oh, it's possible.
It's possible. All right. We're going to go to Pierre. Pierre, if you don't have an answer if you don't want to, but Pierre, what made the head monumental?
You made me think of this. It was this that I was messing with. She was like 37, 30, 40. And she showed me just a much older woman. Is like okay, so like she gave just about hands down the best head, and she loved to focus on the tip. And every single time that she gave me head, right when I was about to bust, it was like she would use her tongue and she would lick down, and then right as I'm coming, she'd lick right up the main vein. Right amount of pressure. And, oh my gosh.
When Jesus I tell Christ. I know what that feels like. I'm not even going front. I once had head so good I couldn't move my legs for 15 minutes.
That's a proper attack.
Not because I don't know. And what I hated about the person is that they knew they got me, and they stood back and they laughed at me because I couldn't move my legs. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, that's it's ridiculous, because they knew exactly what to do, how to do it, and to the point that they would see me across the room and flick their tongue at me, and I'd get I'd get a little shiver.
Oh, mother.
She had the control.
Listen. If I suspect of you having any of this prowess or ability, I will run from you. I will put on my track shoes. I will run. I will move. I will go. I refuse to have anyone have that much power over me ever again in life. In life.
Oh, my
like, that's why I'll be like, I'm like track shoes.
She abused her power.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
Poor baby.
And don't care. And don't care. Listen, you can get it anywhere. Like, literally be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you up. And be like, listen, I'm going to suck your soul out. You'd be like, yo, listen, I got shit to do today. I have things I must do. I have things that I'm responsible for. You know, people, places, things, children. Anyway, let's get to the open mic, because we've been fooling around. We fooled around more than we were supposed to. So we're going to get to this open mic real quick. We're going to move over into the fly speak. Drip if you'd like to drip. Tip if you'd like to trip. But it's the open mic. We're going to get into fly speak. We're going to have some fun. Don't forget, because I didn't do the station identifier, and I'm not probably going to do one. So I'm just going to say, welcome to Infinity Radio Universe. Presents the hybrid show of Honey Drippers, Fly Speak, and War Council. You know, good music, nothing fancy, no themes, just pure poetry and conversation. This, matter of fact, and I forgot to check the back channel. Jesus, I be forgetting stuff. All right, let me forget stuff. I'm sorry.
Just some flashbacks, right.
Yo, people are tripping. They was like, yo, wait a second. They said, what is going on with y'all? Poochie coupons? people are like, I'm weak.
We making the holidays better for everybody.
Ravishing rain checks and shit. All right, so we're going to get to the open mic portion of it, because we got to do this. Don't forget, Epiphany Radio Universe is on all your favorite platforms, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Speaker, Spotify, Google Play, everywhere.
Hey.
So welcome to here that we're here and we're rocking. So we're going to start out our open mic with Onyx, H2O. And Onyx, you're from the great state of Texas, aren't you?
I'm actually from California, but I currently reside in Texas. Yes, sir.
I stand corrected. But do you have a piece you'd like to share with us?
I do.
All right. Well, everybody, you can mute your mic from your phone, and the mic is yours.
I have loved a man who protects his heart in a 10x10 full of keepsakes. It sits on display in a wooden box. Isn't it ironic? His final wish isn't to be in one. Prefers his pixie dust sprinkled along a piece of what he calls home to blow in the wind as it may, just as he does now, at least with me. There are times I wonder if he knows his own weight, immeasurable on any scale, his significance undefined by this world, but he searches for it in familiar faces. I wonder if he knows I'd hold his reflection, pray he'd see himself in my eyes, if only he'd ever look there. And whenever the question arises, no, I'd walk with him to the answer, kneel with him giving praise up high. I wonder if he knows. I lift him up no matter the distance. Distance makes the hearts grow fonder, they say. I believe distance amplifies celebration and insecurity, promotes growth just as much as it can stifle it. How our choices hold a blossom or cradle the withering roots of what was. He keeps his heart in a 10x10 of keepsake. I wonder if that space is holding blossom or cradling withered roots. I wonder, when the dust of all things past has settled, if that 10x10 has room in it for me, whether there was ever a place dedicated for another heart to fit alongside his. I wonder if when I wipe this ocean from my eyes, pull myself back to the shore and catch my breath, if my heart will ever find his hands worthy to hold it again. Thank you so much.
Nice. Very nice.
Hold on for a second. That was dope. That was dope. Hold on.
Wow.
Wait, I'm going to do my thing. Hold on. Where's my thing? I was supposed to be doing that. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. But that was a very, very dope piece. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, were you hiding from that one?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got you.
I can hear you.
I was still.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, because I was, like, worried, because sometimes good pieces cause me to leave myself on mute, unfortunately. But y'all give it up for H2O rocking out.
Ooh.
And I'm just going to say, fuck that dude. Anyway,
I'm dead.
I'm just saying. All right, wait a second. We'll just do that until we figure it out. A little more organized than this. All right, so we're going to move from Onyx H2O to La Perla Negra. Perla Negra, do you have a piece for us?
I do. This is called Her Diary.
All right, we're going to mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
All right. Love is second nature to her, like breathing, and as natural as the replenishing rain giving life to what's necessary. But the damaged heart she's experienced along the way caused an unnatural suppression of what's natural to her. She is water. Unlike the ocean, her love has many undiscovered, unexplored encounters. Because it is beyond understanding of why it just is and remains. Her intentions are pure and true, and she set them in motion. But love had a different plan. Love needed to teach her one more lesson, a lesson on how to strengthen her core. But sometimes it's hard to recognize love after offering it to those who've been frivolous with emotions and so cavalier with her heart.
She finds herself kneeling and praying for better days. But those days don't seem to come right away, creating a daily overflowing river of tears that start to resemble broken project faucets and busted pipes, to the point where her hands have become too slippery to pick up the broken pieces of her smiling face and exposing her true feelings. She's lost her smile, wishing that she was one of those who was careless enough to break trust instead of being the one who stays true to holding their secrets, like her diary. And that's that piece.
I found it. I was looking for it like a mug. I was like, I give a round of applause to you, Anita Chiu, and La Perla Negra, because I wasn't able to get the applause done. All right. All right, so we're going to go to the Pussy Tizer, a.k.a. also known as Lisa Lips. Because every time we say that, people are like, what do you mean? Why do y'all keep calling her that? Calling her that. I was like, you're just going to have to find her to find out. That's why. All right, so Lisa, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece is from The Drip Does Luther, and it's called If Only for One Night. Even with all my cougar ways, sometimes I just need a grown-ass man, even if only for one night. Sometimes someone who can hug these curves with some expertise and who knows the art of lovemaking and can take his time with me, and a man who understands that this body is a fine instrument and it needs a well-seasoned artist to bring out its perfect melody. He'll have perfectly melanated features, a pair of strong, warm hands, a creative mind, and a brilliantly strong heart. His silken voice will send shivers down my spine, and the softer he speaks, the more intense his passions become. And he'll lay me down on fresh satin sheets and finesse my body to his will. Tonight, his tongue will write calligraphy across my skin as he skillfully moves across my flesh, designing my desires for him with every nibble and kiss. And as he moves over and around me, passion's fire intensifies. Yet he controls our Congress, causing me to ache for our union. As he moves away to gaze at what his artistry has created in me, eyes fixed so tightly on me that I feel the flush rush my full being just before he grabs my ankles and pulls me to him. He speaks in whispers, telling me his desires, urging me to give in to him. My right foot on his ass cheek, left leg over his shoulder, his locks brush my calf with every intense stroke, sweat raining down on the ebb and flow. Intricate motions find spaces in me that set off little fires everywhere, causing ecstatic eruptions as he grinds his pestle into my mortar, creating the delicacy he now desires to feast on. Withdrawing himself, he pushes me back and enshrines his face in my valley, feeding on our honey as it drips from my comb. Savages his attack as he hungrily pleases me And when he gets his fill, he stands to his feet to survey his spoils. Seeing the hunger in my eyes, he leans over me, kissing me deeply as my hands find his member. Rolling onto my stomach, I suckle his tip as he steals himself. His jewels taste like salty sweetness as I pull him in deeper and deeper till my forehead touches his belly. And I hold him there and swallow, the motion causing him to shiver. I feel his hands in my hair as he glories in my skills, riding the waves of my stroke, each one bringing him closer to discharge. Yet his desire is to shatter inside me. So he pulls himself away, moves around the bed, and drags me to the edge. Spreading my legs, I arch my back as he enters me from behind. Seizing my waist in his hands, he pounds out the djembe rhythms within me, racing toward release, and I revel in his music as he reaches his crescendo, and I feel the palpitations and surges of his surrender. And as our sweetness oozes down my thighs, he sinks himself inside and rests on my back. It was only for one night. Oh, how amazing it was. Poem.
Well, dang. Suckle.
It's so cute.
No, you have to tap your mic to mic to see you. I'm sorry, I'm more like doing what I was doing.
Just a little something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a little intense, but it was very nice. Very nice. Normally, if we was on Clubhouse, I would tell
here,
you
there was. On behalf of the new people here, there was no warning given, and we feel some kind of way.
Okay, well, Scott.
Scott,
I don't think you've ever sat through a drip room. I don't think you've ever come to one. But here on the network, here on the For Real Entertainment Network, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, we drip like a motherfucker over here. And we do not give warnings. If you're compromised, you just be compromised. Get your cold press, sit in the corner, you'll be okay.
Yes, thank God I've been so drip, because, but still, that was steamy. I need some water.
Yeah.
I don't mean more than water.
Wait, we're not done.
Quite right. Yeah.
Like we don't care, and we know it's being recorded across all the platforms. We know that there's somebody in France right now, right? And I know that they're listening. Hey, how you doing? I know you're listening. They're going to record this and play this while they're at work, and people are going to listen and be like, "Yo, these Americans are nasty," and be like, "We sure are." Thank you.
That person from France is feeling Eiffel Tower-ish right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they are. I've been trying to get them, because they write erotic poetry. I've been trying to get them to get on the show for a minute, but, you know, time constraints, all that good stuff. But speaking of nasty, hey, Denario, how you doing? Hey.
Well, good evening.
Well, good evening, sir. Do you have something to slick up the floor? You know, you make something. You know, I'm expecting. You know, so that, you know, because you've been in the lab. So you know, what you got for us, sir?
Keeping with the theme. I mean, why not let's do the drip does Luther again?
Well, why not? Well, come on, one time for the two time. Come on with it. I'm muting our mic. Let's all mute our mics. And Denario, the mic is yours.
this world was mine, I would change the way the electromagnetic field charges, having it feeding off your curves, while repelling my linear sexual advances towards your lowest hemisphere with my southern pole. The negativity bathed in sexual fantasy, I'm positive, if you just give me a chance. Another walk, another dance, I play a song that would have you willing to be a scientist, finding erotic experiences as you experiment with our sexual choreography, solving for the right velocity of each rotation of bliss after the connection of our kiss to the mask that are your lips. Tapping into the endless lovemaking of desires of bliss. So tonight, this house is not a home. It has been transformed into our hedonism kingdom, and my first position is to be my queen's throne. The seat cushion for the lap of luxury that runs laps across the country. So your vulvaria, trying to reach the eggs of your caviar, eyes closed. The taste buds of my tip play Marco Polo, trying to hit that G-spot that hides but still peaks as I continuously seek the epicenter of your heat. Allow me to get geek as I'm solving the equation of that area S squared. But I'm performing like it's pi times R squared. You don't want to be a fool, baby. I'm not using those other tools until you understand what I'm doing to you. So let me simplify. I'm solving the equation of your box while performing circles of vertical and horizontal. So, baby, fuck your phone. Here's where academics meet projects. So my next step is to stretch your neck like you were elastic. Then straighten your back while lightly tapping, searching for our tuning frequency. Increasing intensity of the pounding of this incredible dicking that's leaving your pussy gasping as your lips are smacking. Allowing the escape gushing rushes over the delicacy tenderizing, leaving some pink. So give us. Baby, give me a reason. A reason to make her stop leaking that tasteful lust that I take a head full of. But tonight, no safe word. As we live dangerously close to perversion, exploring each version of our submersion while experiencing the conversion of no longer being a virgin in this region. A submissive body language begging for me to release the nymphal swelling. So I grab hold. And as we begin our deep well drilling until cream begins spilling, soaking sheets flowing over the walls of our levees, flooding the valley between our bodies as her thighs and ass cheeks splash in the pools created from multiple waves, surges of this perfect orgasmic hurricane. And as we embrace the eye, I am enjoying watching you accept my aftercare. Is it too much? She replied, never. And that's when my dedication to this endeavor starts to waver, because in that very moment, I hypothesize how many more times can we say goodbye?
Even though, I've been in here just being nasty, you know, making the floors wet. Wet floors. Wet draws.
So,
sweatness.
So, trying to, like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm new here, just got a couple questions, trying to figure out where I fit in while I'm wearing this life jacket. It's getting me.
I'm trying. You're drowning in the package.
You're all right, baby. You're going to be all right. I'm just saying, is it standard practice that all honey drippers come with their own, like, theme music? I'm just saying, is that, like, a thing? You know, if you're a honey dripper, you have your own theme music. I'm just noticing that.
It's a thing for yesterday because we did a theme with music, but we don't always have music.
Right.
No, we don't always have music.
I just have visuals of y'all just, you know, walking into rooms and speaking over, you know, pussies, vaginas, penises with a whole, like, band behind you and just, you know, having, like, orgasms.
Technically,
we based off
that's
of
a good thing.
Well,
technically,
on or off the app, we're the same. So you get the same response. It does happen. And it does.
Dear God.
Although I must say, when we did Raleigh and the live band was behind me, that was a whole different vibe. I was in my element in front of that band in the dark that night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, you can't be telling all the secrets, though. You're telling all the secrets. You can't be telling, you know, like, we went out there with the live band. But they don't be telling the secrets. You don't tell people what we do in a live show. You can't let people figure it out. Be like, okay, what happens? We should do a live show. They get the live band, and you know, and the band be like crazy. And people be like, holy shit, y'all are really, this is real. And I'm like, yeah, just right. We actually do this.
It's a whole vibe.
In real time. It's a whole motherfucking vibe. It's not even that. But that being said, speaking of which, Mr. Scott, you're next. It is open mic. Do what you will.
Okay. Very well then. If it must be, then so it must. Let me reach into my pocket here because everything is wet and see what I can pull out. All right.
Clean up on aisle 69.
Lord, why is every aisle here labeled 69? How do y'all find anything? All these aisles are labeled 69.
Yes, all labeled that. Yes,
all of them. Jesus,
all of them.
All right.
Jesus,
trying to stay in accordance with the room and the decor and everything that's going on. Why don't you look for
it? Start before you start. So, somebody's going to have to mute their mic. Okay, Scott, go ahead.
Okay, title of this is, damn it, who ordered this ring? There you are. I see you there in the open field, standing on a rainbow carpet of flowers, a rose in her own right, blooming head and shoulders above the rest. I'm blessed to have caressed just the thought of you against my mind and time as I take my hands to find and unwind your soul and your mind. I seek your stem and find no thorn. I touch your petals and want you more. That one-of-a-kind memory impressed sundress breeze blessed, dancing in the light of day and the light of my eyes, that sighs your thighs and sighs, yes, tries to comport some level of restraint. However, enraptured in this moment, I will not be a sinner or a saint. I faint, falling no floating, no flying, crying, tears of joy vying for space on my lips as I squeeze your hips. My soul slips, trips, and goes off script as I shout hallelujah and have a little church. It's not every day you hold God's handiwork. And I work. I will, as a missionary in this field, if you please, I will serve in every post in this church, including on my knees. As I hope to impress the heart behind your chest, I must confess, you give my soul rest and unrest as my fingers press your dress. Our lips caress me, feel breathless, careless, restless, and unbelievably reckless, lost in a moment of passion, quenching lifetimes of pain until we both look up. Damn it, who ordered this rain?
Well,
it's
now,
not every day you get the whole God's universe.
You just bust your cherry for you to be a virgin. You don't need them. You
just romanticism. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, you got
all the things, all the things.
Right now.
I'm just saying you can drip or you can pour too.
Where did you say you are in the world?
As I look out my window and try and figure out why you're out there, huh? Okay.
It's a thing around here. It's a thing around here. Somebody might ring your doorbell.
Oh, God.
I'm so glad my cousin is here. Well, he would have taken the opportunity to do that shit, too. He would have did it. He would have did it. All right. We're going to move on to Rochester's Finest. Her Story True, are you there? Hello? Her Story?
Hello. Her Story, I'm there? Trying to get my family under control. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. All right.
Okay.
So,
trying to make my.
You know, we can come back to you if you need to. If we need to, we can come back. Are you good?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
You know how black people act on the holidays?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So
the police are there. Is what you're saying?
What, Kurt? Listen, I don't have about 5 glasses of wine and some 1738. Y'all can't be doing me
like
that.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hey,
he said 5.
Will we actually get the piece? Will we hear the piece? That's the question. Will we
5 glasses is more than a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So come on.
Okay,
come on.
So
her story, too. We're going to mute our mic. The mic is yours.
Okay, so this is a piece that I wrote for my husband. It's called Chosen. Sweet, sinful ecstasy, you are my beginning and my end. My yin to my yang, I am yours, handcuffed to your heart. You erase my scars. I must confess, you smell like sandalwood and cinnamon. I'm here for all of it, from the head to the tip. Drip, drip. My peace of mind, and when my dark past attempts to blind me, I love all of you. You know my truth. Strengthen my roots, my 1, 2, 3. No, you hang up, no me. Suspiciously delicious. Random thoughts and silly rants. stolen kisses under the moonlight skies, play fights, and forbidden tickles. My ride or die, you wipe my tears. I no longer have to fear my fears. The warmth of your hands and the power of your hold comfort me. Your eyes see into my soul as we experience intimacy. Bodies intertwine, mentally stimulating. You got that clit tingling. You complete me. Intriguing my senses. I don't always have to make sense because you are now and have always been my person. If this is a dream, don't wake me unless you're prepared to take me. Baptize me in your caresses, affectionate connection, spiritual acceptance. I was made for you. I choose you. Choose you. You are my choice. My forever after, the reason I continue to press on after the math. You make me laugh. When my pain is bigger than me, when I'm overwhelmed by the complexities of life, you are my first and only choice. You are my, I can't stand you today, but guess what? Your wife's still putting this pussy in your face. You knew me before I understood the power of my voice. You are my reason. You, I continue to choose. I choose you. You are my choice. You are chosen.
That's her story too, y'all.
Mm, that was beautiful.
It was.
That's really beautiful.
I love the fact that
I would just like to say, it's
thank you.
Used to getting this pussy put in your face for me. That's
that's for me, bro. That was bad for you. Be mad if you want to. But here we go.
Listen, all I got to say is, after saying all of that and then saying I choose you, I'm willing to be that kind of Pokemon for somebody.
Again, where did you say you are in the world?
Where you at in the world right now?
New friend.
Okay, wait a second. All right, so we have area code 470. Area code 470, who may I ask is speaking?
This is Brian.
This is Brian. Oh, walking erotica. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. You made it. Hey, hey,
I did.
Wait, lips, he made it. He made it.
I hear.
Yeah, I did.
Hey,
I did.
Brian.
How's it going? Hey, how you doing, love?
What's happening?
Man,
look.
Chilling.
This is special,
I'm actually ready to do a piece, man.
Well, that's why we call. That's why I figured you in the queue so you can do the piece. So you got
yes,
the piece for us? All right,
I do.
Come on, one time for the one time, come through.
One time for the one time.
All right. Mic is yours.
You know it. This piece, Mr. Domination Journey 12. Now that you know my secret. Now that you know my secret, I really can't say much. But do you really think because you haven't said a word that I don't know yours? May I just toss some shit at you, right? And if it sounds about right, would you honestly agree? Okay. We'll see. So relax for me. Because I will say, it's not every day I get to see you like this. In your own element. Your own space. Your own, letting your hair down, if you will, undressing all the way down to your bare bones, and I like what I see so far, walking around the body of your sexual consciousness is nothing short of admirable, baby. Everywhere I step, there's a strong chance of erupting the guise of different pleasures and fantasies, but looking through all of these instances you have in this beautiful museum of yours, I see two common denominators. I see that you're afraid to be judged, but moreover, I see you're afraid to trust someone with all these thoughts that you want to bring to life. But you're allowing me in here. Noted. May I continue to look around? Let's see. I see all type of different toys and vibrators. I see ball gags. I see whips. I see handcuffs. Chains. Strap-ons, candle wax, swing sets. I like that. Shall I go further? I see role playing and some other situations, but we ain't just going to gloss over that. We're going to call these situations what they really are. I see a whole bunch of threesome situations everywhere. Some with your man and your woman. Some with your man and another man. Ooh, you want double penetration with guys you don't even know, huh? You want your man to watch you get fucked by another man. Now that's interesting. You want to strap up and fuck him and milk his dick and him scream like you do. You want to get in the character and get, be gang-banged by all of your fantasized dicks, huh? Some celebrities, of course, we know that. But I see that one dude that you overlook, and you realize by him being different from everybody else, made him a cool fucking guy. But wait, you think about fucking your man's best friend? His brother? Shit, his dad? Oh, that's what's up. I see your fetishes. Hair pulling, ear biting, back scratching, nipple latching, because there's a difference between sucking and latching. If you know, you know. Getting fucked on the balcony of a penthouse, getting fucked privately in public, choking, being choked, forced to surrender, and a few things that would get your ass locked up if it ever left the confines of this place. Oh, my God. So tell me why you allowed me to see this space all of a sudden. Oh, you trust me. Why is that? Because I brought it to you and gave you freedom of choice. Or is it because you can't hide your fantasies from me? They're all in plain sight to be noticed. Either or, I'm glad you did trust me. And since that's been acknowledged, just know that we doing all of this shit. Every single one of them. The only question is, which one would you like to do first? Thank you.
All of them?
Oh, God.
Indeed.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Brian, a.k.a. Walking Erotica from Atlanta, Georgia. And committed onto the show, you know. And as you know, this is a hybrid show. So, if this was too much for you, too bad.
If you're lonely, thank you.
That piece was delicious. I'm just letting you know.
Ain't nobody making you stay on.
It ain't gonna get no better because you know we're gonna send Pierre, because Pierre is gonna come behind us. So it's not gonna be it. Pierre, are you there, Pierre?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, it's a melee right now. So go ahead, do your thing. The mic is yours. I'm gonna stand back over here and just watch the floors get wet. The mic is yours.
Well, since I heard somebody mention now 69, 67, 68, here we go. There's a spill. Okay, it's fine. I don't mind being the man that cleans up your aisle 69 because some people think it begins at the end, but it can start with a kiss before I ever talk to that pussy in French. Like, it's a jello cup to me having a munchie. I promise your cup won't have a spot or time to overflow no matter how much fluid you land on my tongue. But the only thing that stops it is when you're ready to turn this 6'9" to 8. Oh, that's just the surprise face you make when I finally slide in. Not sure I get a pool, but I promise I can dive in. The only kids that we'll see are the ones that miss the target and land on your chin, but let me not get ahead of myself. Now spread those legs. We're about to make a light-skinned baby that looks like me with his mother's eyes. Damn. Did we really just make a baby on aisle 69?
Comment allez-vous, Pierre?
It's a little filthy in here this evening. A little dirty. A little filthy, Ryan. Actually, it's majorly filthy. Y'all can go filthy.
So who do I see here about dry cleaning? Because there's stuff on
I don't know what to tell you. But what I will say, this is a Tiffany Radio Universe. This is the hybrid show of Honey Drippers Last Speak and War Council. This is a For Real Entertainment Network. I do see our illustrious CEO is in the building, but I don't know if he's on the plantation or not. But I will open the mic real quick so he can have a few words, because this show is also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Boss Man, are you there? For real, are you there?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's happening, Boss Man?
What's going
on?
Hey, Boss Man.
What'd it do?
You know we over here making it messy. We wasn't sure if you was on a plantation or not, and you had to actually get into a broom closet or something, so I didn't want to be too wary. So
yeah, apparently he can't speak.
Hey, sorry y'all, I'm up in the broom closet. I can't do nothing but I love what I'm hearing. I love what I'm hearing, y'all, and much love to y'all. Keep on doing y'all thing.
All right. So we'll debrief later. Please don't fire us for the mess. Please don't fire
us. I still need dry cleaning.
All right, I'm going to put you back in the queue, and we're going to move on. All right?
All right. One love.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
Yeah, we should let him do the trademark baby. Okay, so coming up next to the microphone, a person I pestered to get on this microphone and brought Scott along, which is good, from the House of Creativity here on Clubhouse. Welcome, Malikia. Malikia, are you there?
I am here, sir, and you guys just got it all messy and wet in here. And I'm over here feeling like somebody's in danger when I see them. Just all of this has me, let's say, ready. How about that? So, peace-wise, I'm just playing with the mistress tonight. But on that note, do you want to hear the piece that I did for Angel, or do you want Acrobat? Which one do you want, Mojave?
Whichever one has the most moisture. Oh, wait a second before I do that. You actually, for everybody who's streaming, you have 2 minutes and 44 seconds to get in here. The number is 319-527-6300. In order for you to get in here, the streaming, the blog club lady plays no game. She will cut you off. She will kick you out. Mm-hmm. She will stop streaming at 11 o'clock. Exactly. We're going to keep going because I keep forgetting. Like, I thought it was a school night. So, you know, normally I'd be like, it's a school night. We got to go. There's no school tomorrow. So we get to have
all
the benefit
right,
of doing a seed round, which is going to come up. Yeah. Yeah, no. We got time. We got time. You know, it's not school night, so normally
we got 3 minutes. I'm about to get this and get out the way. You said 11.
He's like, I'm gonna get in. Yeah, all right, go ahead, quick. The mic is yours.
I like the way that she says, "Baby, that shit is like honey dripping to me." Hell, her voice already got me. Flip the switch. I'm sniffing the air, hoping that her pussy is there. Triggered because I'm standing close by. Better I call it flower, the way she opens up and devours my tongue. I'm her ecstasy. Fuck Amy, South forever. Tat her clit to tunes of sweater weather, because I'm coming for her on some forever kind of shit. Vibe like that got me abandoned in dick. And trust me, baby, I know my way around the clit. 1 centimeter per lick, maybe a left 2 inch. Maybe a right 2 inch feminine 3 out. Her perfect flower Fibonacci sequencing. Go fact check that shit. Dr. MK Rodica, Lady Molotov. All letters and pedals to the floor when them panties come off. Am I pleasing my queen? Speak that shit while I spell your name backwards. Though thoughts have been that body backwards while I suck passwords from that shit. Nipples so pretty.
I'm painting. Come for me. While I grip and astound you, body at sea level rising, let me spread you across the eye of my truth while I ground you. Unlocking your chakras, aligning your mudra, straight tree of life fucking, why settle for climax? We climb us. Whisper my name and add baby. Slide your hands in my hair and tell me I drive you crazy. Triggered because she's standing close by, better acquainted with her flower. Loving the way she opens up for me and devours my tongue. You are my poor darkness, ecstasy. Check the box, yes or no, queen. You want to fuck with me?
Maybe I need to ask you where you are.
Yeah, so I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
And that's why she's my partner in rhyme.
I agree. All right. I think Zuina, if you're here, you gotta hit Zuina if you're here, hit one. And Sir Lawrence, if you're here, which I think it's you, but I'm not sure, hit one so you can move up. It's like raising your hand, so I know that you move up in the queue and stuff like that, because that's what I'm looking at. I wasn't sure if y'all wanted to read, but. I guess I got to do my my job to add to the proverbial mess. Hopefully, we'll see how this works out. What happened? I didn't even do anything yet. But
I want you to come with it. I love your support.
Yes, Lord.
Oh wow! Thank you. I feel very enchanted that you would say that. And then we're going to do a speed round, which means, all right, and I'll explain to you what a speed round after I go. So we'll see how that works. All right. Just tell me if this is too loud. Can y'all hear that?
Just barely.
Yeah. Barely.
Okay.
Right. Nope.
That's
better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, hell. Another one with his theme music.
All right. All right, so please mute yourselves. You ready? All right. Pose for me. The way that you looked, the way that my dick jumped, blood running quick. Dick beating up against my thigh saying, nigga, did you see this? My thigh talking back like, let me try to get, my eyes was like I saw. Nigga, all I do is see. Let me text you this picture. It was the way that your nipples sat. Went from demure to prominent, swollen and intent. Ridges raised and ready to be praised. If you let me. If you let me soak them in my saliva, explore them expertly with the experience of years of lollipops and candy rings. To wander your areolas, it is about the sensitivity, your goal for your erogenous flow. I want to eat of your body, become full of your desires, become the starting point of your satisfaction, begin the fire of your passion, play the keys of your soul as we stroll together, change the weather of your body into precious precipitations, wetness for the summer of heat that moves from my hands, caressing each cheek, if you let me. If you let me take you into my mouth, let me please the plumpness of your breast, lest I be remiss to give you this sin's kiss and firm yet gentle grip. Let me bathe you, ravish and rave about you, slave to your sensual senses, devoid of all pretenses. Let me be real and cause you to reel the feel of the tip of my tongue, touch, sensation. I want your yoni to erupt rivers in anticipation. Place the both of them in my mouth while my fingers explore you down south, braving your rapids. I tour your inner adventure for your pleasure pure. I'm sure
that the confidence of my tongue ensures your wanting willingness as I press for more of your wet. If you let me. If you let me, I will give the same treatment to your clit till it swims with my semen. Time of demons are not to be held. This is heaven and how I spell your name, the alphabet, the neo-bro classics language to your body language. Talk to me. Talk to me. Let your yoni talk to me. Please. Let me learn all of your secrets wherever you keep it, every nook and cranny and crease till you give me your full release for as long as you can stand. And your land as you allow me to experience and expand our carnal knowledge and your sweet wisdom within. Learn all of your secrets wherever you keep it, in every nook and cranny and crease, till you give me your full release for as long as you can stand. As you land and allow me to experience and expand our carnal knowledge and your sweet wisdom within. Poem.
So, there are some pillows over here that are going to need therapy. And we're blaming each and every one of y'all, all of y'all, individually and collectively.
That first line posed for me. I was like, damn, I think my panties melted.
And it's the delivery. It's the way you speak when you do your pieces. It melts me every time.
It's like silk. Yes, it's just like silk.
It's like stuff just forgets to be in place. Oh, did my panties fall off? Oh, bro, I don't have one on today.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for my husband to speak on this. I think I'm going to walk. Yeah.
Don't worry. Mixtape coming soon. As Beach City was on here, she'd be like, "Yeah, you just got to do the King Drip official." So we're doing a King Drip official mixtape. It's going down. We'll see what happens. I got to meet with this production crew this weekend, so it's going to be fun. Anyway, that being said, all right. So we're going to do a speed round. So what we do with a speed round, what happens is that we don't get flowers. We do everything else. We do peace after piece. And when you finish your piece, we have a thing. You can say poem so the next person knows to go. And it's going to run straight through, right? We're not pausing, not anything else. As soon as that first person has a poem, we go through it. So, and we run in alphabetical order. So we'll be going from Onyx H2O to La Pearl La Negra to Lisa Lips to Denario to Scott to Her Story True to Walking Erotica to Pierre Brown and to Malika and me to finish out the round. All right? Are y'all ready? All right.
Yes, I am.
Never done a speed round? All right. Okay. So you do a speed round. When you end your piece, make sure you say poem so somebody knows to go. You know, so we know to go.
I'm not
going to
look here. With you.
All right. All right. And so it's going to rock out. So you said what? Who said that?
I said I'm actually with Kia, but I don't know her voice yet, so I'm near last. I'm going to
do matter of fact, you know what? Know what I could do? I know. You know what? I'm not even going to do it. When you say poem, I'll call the name. So the person who says poem, I'll call your name out so you know it's you. Will that help?
Yes, it will. Thank you so much.
All right.
That'll work, yeah.
So you're going to call the name of the person who's supposed to go next?
I'm going to call the name of the person.
Okay.
All right. All right, so, and speed round is a thing around here. It comes out really fucking dope. We don't know what we're going to get when we get it, but usually it comes out to be some hellified, stupendously stupid shit that everybody's like, holy shit, did you see that? Yeah, so it's one of those things. So it relies on the skill of the talented poet, and we're about to get started. Onyx, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The mic is yours.
The next man I love, I pray he'll be my husband. Divinely chosen just for me, a kingdom man. His steps perfectly ordered, hands sanctified for God's work. So find me in his prayers. Know me at first glance, and if there's any question, you'll find me twinkling in his eyes. This is to my future husband. I imagine being close to you, like really close to you, like sometimes it isn't enough to just be next to you. I hope you don't mind, but I want to wear your clothes with you still in them. Did you hear me say close? I mean, close, close, like deliriously close, because being next to you isn't always enough. Maybe it's a bit crazy, but sometimes I want to be in your skin with you. I said, maybe it's a bit crazy, but sometimes I want to be in your skin with you. Did I mention I want to be close to you? Most days, I'll gladly accept skin-to-skin time as enough. I'll feed as you suckle, read bedtime stories and proverbs, let these scriptures tuck us in. I want to be close to you. When you fall into prayer position, let me be the cushion your knees rest upon. And when we're apart, I'll wear your cologne just to throw other men off my scent. I'm yours. Shower me in your love while I bathe you in warm coconut springs for myself into a glass for you. This drunken love is a sober mind. Sit me slow. Swish me around your tongue. Breathe me deep. I want to linger in your throat. Coat every hair in your nostrils. I want to be close to you. Poem.
La Perla Negra.
Can I? He should beg for me. As he dropped to his knees to get a better taste. But he begged me not to come. He gripped my thighs tighter as I sighed and moaned pleasure into the air. He put his head up, growled, and this time there was no begging. He said, don't come. I was a good girl, so I listened. Hesitantly, he said, craving to taste me forever, so I better not come. He said he wanted to taste every hole, the depth, the tightness, the rhythm. And the further he stuck his tongue inside me, the harder it was to hold back. I begged him once again, baby, please, can I come? He said, not yet, love. Lie on your back and hold your legs, and he plunged his tongue back inside me, rubbing my clit with two fingers. I let my legs go and grabbed his head. I wanted to fuck his face. But he grabbed my hands and stopped. He said, don't come. I'll slow my pace. But it didn't matter. I was peeking and he knew it. When I cried out, please, baby, can I come? He said, yes, you can. And I flooded his face as he drank. Home.
Lisa Lips.
So after he caught his breath from the marathon we had most of the morning and took his shower, he said, what would you like for lunch? And with a raised eyebrow, I looked at him and said, tube steak and white sauce, as I reached for the front of his towel. And he said, damn woman, don't you ever get enough? Wordlessly, I dropped to my knees on the towel he'd been wearing only seconds before.
I inhaled his soft member and rolled it around my tongue. I felt him start to rise as I stroked him deeply once again. His knees were weak from the previous 3 hours, so I guided him to lean against the sink so he wouldn't fall. My voracious appetite enervated him to the point where I thought he might fall, but he was a trooper, locking his knees so I could enjoy my meal. With a fuliginous desire to give him pleasures unknown, I wrapped my hand around the base of his dick and began to hum as his head lodged in my throat. I felt his body vibrate and I knew he was getting close. I looked up at him, head thrown back against the mirror and the shower water still clinging to his skin, and he looked like a god to me. My body started to tingle just thinking about the fact that this man was mine. I began to deep stroke him, spitting in my hands on the upstroke so I could massage his balls and his prostate. His shiver became a tremble as he locked his arms against the counter's edge. I could feel the pressure about to be released. I pulled him completely free from my mouth, rolled my tongue around his head, and then took him all in just as the first throb happened. So I increased the suction and let him empty himself down my throat. He screamed as the thunder rolled through his body, and I was pleased with my conquest. Once he had gone fully soft, I let him free, stood up, and held him. His body was limp in my arms as he kissed my face. His words were weak as he said, "Help me sit." I led him back to the bed and he collapsed. But he said to me as he drifted off to sleep, "I absolutely chose the right goddess for my queen." Poem.
Denaria.
So as my body falls back to recuperate, my soldier still at attention, waiting for the order to penetrate. And that's when she sat on my face, my pink well splashing in the ocean of you. Your thighs rise as you slide my humpback deeper, deeper into your abyss, only allowing him air when you bend down to stroke my piston. Still lubricated from our earlier position, you push back against your seat, making sure your conditioner is soaking into the follicles of the salt and pepper forest, meeting clicks with lips until you drop your load, attempting to wash away the fires of pure sexual drift. But your squirting is only fueling my energy as I lift, slip, and slip into my vessel, inserting, plunging into your Panama Canal as I push through your locks. You release your cage beast as you slice through our sheets and enjoy watching shockwave after shockwave as we connect repetitiously. See, this bee is having my D going straight for your G-spot, creating aftershock that sends quakes to your mountain range top. And I admire your ability to withhold from me. While holding on to me, you're screaming, "Baby," until I feel the convulsions of your second release. And this is where we find our ending beginning. It's darkest right before day, so you must pay. back for the earlier surprise attack, so I stuff your face in a pillow. One thumb on each of your dimples. My fingers are mere centimeters from your navel as I begin thrusting my force into your cervix. As I snatch you back until skin-to-skin contact, the aroma of our sex acts, the sounds reverberating from the walls as if they were encouraging us to continue on because they're getting turned on by your moans. The weight increasing engines of inserting, the pacing providing, pounding you, velcro your knees to each other, raise up and scream, fuck me, lover. I grip your mouth and slide my long wet fingers, leaving the taste of us while reaching around, clamping down on your breast, leaving your nipple to rest in the chalice forming at the split of my ring, and suck your life fingers not to be outdone. You bite down. I pull you back harder and harder. The stinging is enticing as I feel the pressure of my climax build. And I'm not stopping. No time for a break. The cramp has invited his roommates, and I'm still pounding away, hoping this all-night binge studying gets me an A. Let's make it an O for outstanding orgasmic outro. I'm about to perform to the end of this show, and as I felt the air held in the shaft below, being replaced by the serum of strong swimming, I release my circus tail, soleil acrobat, as she leans back and drinks the fluid from my fountain of youth. And with the first rays of the sun introducing us to a new day, I'm left on the carpet likened to a well-trained pet. She showers and gets dressed, but kicks her panties on the floor to where I'm near. What's this, I ask. And right before the click of the latch, she exits and replies back, a souvenir.
Brian.
Hey, babe. How are you tonight? I know you miss me. I miss you, too. Oh, now, you know I miss your booty. So soft and fluffy. You know I like to motorboat that ass. But you know I can't get to you right now. You have no idea how I love when you look at me. When we're face to face, I know you can see everything that I see. Every face I make, even when it's over the phone, you staring at me at the front of your mind. Every mouth gesture, half smile, body language, and crinkling my forehead depending on the expression. And the vibration of my voice ringing in your ears creates a picture of words you can see so vividly. In my tone, you hear the confidence and certain that I know what I know. And I know that in order to be interesting, you first have to be interested. So, what are we going to do? You want to have phone sex, baby? All right. Close your eyes and relax. Allow me to be interested in you. And just know, it's okay to touch yourself now. Allow me to run my right hand through your hair. Don't worry, I won't fuck up your weave, I promise. Have my thumb caress your cheek as I tuck your hair behind your ear. Feel around your hoop earring and move my fingers down the side of your neck. Then ride your jawline to the tip of your chin. Now look at me. Allow me to kiss your lips softly. Matter of fact, allow me to kiss them softly 3 times. Hold you by the neck and suck the spit out of your mouth and swallow it before I keep painting. Rub that pussy with a little more pressure from me, please. Now allow me to peel your lingerie off them juicy curves. Just relax. Drop to my knees in the sauna position. Sit your feet on my shoulders, baby. Let me smell you. Can I kiss her? Can I? Got my mouth watering and shit. Hold on. Now rub that pussy a little faster for me, please. Now allow me to widen my tongue and hit every inch, hidden crevice and wrinkle of your box. Swirl the tip of my tongue under your clit, not them. You are my undertone. Allow me to hum my favorite song on that clit until your G-spot comes outside to play with me. Slide my tongue inside you so I can cradle that G-spot and we can have an intimate closed door conversation. Wait. I'm almost done. But please, please, open those clit wings and get up under the mat for me. Just like that. Now allow me to lightly suck the life out of you with my nose vibrating on your clit. Don't be scared. Hold my head in. Grind me. Hump me. Ride me. Yeah, that's it, baby. Now push. Don't worry about drowning me. I breathe through you. Push, baby. Push. Can I have it? Push, can I? Don't I deserve it? Give it to me. Push into me, baby. Let it go right there. I hear you, baby. I hear you coming. That's it. Did you feel it, baby? Did you feel me? Because I felt you. And this is going to have to hold you off until I see you again. And hopefully it'll be soon. Poem.
Pierre.
Please. Let me eat your pussy. I miss that raging waters like this was the Six Flags in Houston. Yes, my sleep is golden, but for you, I don't mind being Superman. So the moment you start to lose your breath, I want my lips on your chest and to let you know this heart pumps blood through it for those moments, because it wasn't making love, but there's always a chance that you can lock me in when we flip over and you go from submissive to dominant on a whim. Now you're on top and don't stop, because you get me every time. Round four right now, but my weather vane says to expect rain tonight. So.
Malik here.
Pussy chewing my leg and my tongue in because it wants to give you head. Lip pulls way out, beat my mind elsewhere. So for a minute I'll step out because I feel like a motherfucking acrobat in my toes. I'm bending over while he hits it from the back. He stabs, I'm bleeding love, and she's rearing back. So I dive between her graces till her body slacks. Love for three may not be concise enough to fit between the lines of your mind, but I'm horny. I'm making room for all kinds of shit, and week it seems to get worse as my thirst increases for you. I'm calling, I'm dialing, I'm fucking looking for flights. But every moment I'm reminded I won't be getting dick tonight. Pissed, and I feel like a motherfucking acrobat. My toes, I'm bending over while he gets up in the back. He stabs, I'm bleeding love, and she's rearing back. So I dive between her graces till her body slacks.
Peace. Scott.
I want you to know you're my dream girl. As my shaft unfurls, my toes curl, and my heart hurls out my chest. My God. Have you ever thought of lovemaking as spiritual endeavor? Well, they say the body is a temple, and I need to go to worship, and I have seen the glory of the coming of you and me in a place, no, in time, no space. I have seen things just from your touch that can't be explained. You're taking me to a place where literally my aura has left my body. I have stepped outside myself, looked at myself, and gave myself a high five because, oh, my God, I have touched heaven. I thank God for you. I have to just praise the Lord. I want to go into my church and run. Yes, wave some hands. Lay those hands on swiftly. Allow me to speak in these tongues. Because you see, he spoke you into existence before time even began. And now I want to take my time with you. You are my dream girl. And I don't want to wake up. Poem.
Her story true.
Oh, so you really think you want this WAP? Just in case you don't know what that means, it's wet as pussy says. So I'm going to carefully advise you to read the warning label. Surgeon General says it's a drowning risk, so proceed with caution. Well, let me take a minute and introduce you to my alter ego. No, I'm not talking about Sasha. Please meet, snatch your soul and put it back. Make it clap from the front to the back. Shove this pussy soul far down your throat. You gon' think you got dick choked. My vagina is the fucking law. Now, bow wow, then bow down. Give reverence to thee. Wrap my hands around ya. No, get you close enough to the bus without riding. Have you kneeling at my throne? Can you catch the fucking feeling? I got the Holy Trinity, me, myself, and my pussy got the almighty power. This is very own altar. You feel like praying? Have you hell in heels, Christmas bells ringing, you screaming, I'm a deity. I'm a prowler. I got the pussy power. Have you hollowing for hours every time you think about my name? Facilitator of your guided, we're just going to use meditation tonight, babe. See, it's hypnotic, it skeets, it comes, come the fuck here. Bend over, my lips spread wide, cheeks brushed against thighs, explorer, voyager, tonsil diving, erecting soul snatcher, cum catcher, soaking sheets, soaking your beard. It's that shake, rattle, and roll your tongue from the outside in. If you're not going to make me come repeatedly, then near-death experience is what I'm going to require you to deliver immediately. Wall crawler, are them jaws tired? I'm the terror that brings you pleasure, mandating you to humbly submit. Leave it dripping from the tip with the very sight of me. Have you wet dreaming, thinking you were living puberty, swimming in my essence as you stroke it, provoking me to dominate you exclusively. Poem.
Breathe into me. Inhale air to bear your heart freely. Let me transfer energy. Me, hunt to trance, sweat fingers into your wet while you beget me. Astro, project me into your breast. Let me lick tips, inner hips. Breathe into me. Energy spiraling through me, goosebumps in places that don't see sun, but breathe sun as you radiate, and I can feel you kissing my perineum. jerking me wildly while mounting sack, moisturizing my jack with dip, spit, and cheek attack. It feels like you are consuming me, resuming me with the feels that make me real. You met steel enough to make you rail, but this is your first breath. Exhale. Kundalini energy pushing from the base of me, never breath, smooth yet fine. The breath has my toes doing gang signs. This spit and spirit manipulation, the breathing compilation, the breathing in and out, breathing in and out, the finished gratification, as if I was inside of you. You have received me, relieved me of me. And how do you do this to me? Why do you do this to me? Giving me moments, spaces between breath and in between heartbeats, the stress of overwhelming me, the agony, how you breathe victory. You state, come, breathe with me. Allowing the elements of air to corsair my soul, so breathe, 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 breathe. You breathe into me. You blend my energy. You release into me. We become intertwined. We become free. And that's the end of the speed round. Give yourself a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God. That was dope.
You guys are amazing. Monster monsters.
Well, the cool thing is, right, the best thing about this, I got to combine all three podcasts into one. You know, we have a good time doing one thing, doing the other, and switching between the two. But, you know, next week is Fly Speak. It'll be really, really dope. Our next H2O is coming back. We invite everybody to hop in because it is an open mic, and we do some of the similar things, you know, just Fly Speak is not about erotic. You can do what you want to do, but we, you know, really, we ask questions of the features, ask them the stuff about themselves and personal things, and get into this whole interview mode. It's pretty cool. But this was fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. So.
I agree.
So this is absolutely fucking fun. Shout out to all the first timers that came through here. So let's just announce them real quick. Onyx H2O, Scott, Walking Erotica made it through, and of course Malikia. Thank y'all for coming and rocking with us. This is pretty fucking fantastic. It was great. I really appreciate it. Y'all did y'all thing.
Thank you for the invitation.
Shout out to
I have had so much fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I tried to tell you, the energy.
Still
this energy
for someone
is complete.
To pick me.
You said what?
I need my dry cleaning taken care of here.
Well,
I'm over
here.
I'm sorry, because you were new. You came in late, so you didn't get the NDA. So it's kind of your fault. You've got to deal with it yourself.
Just make it next time.
Yeah, make it. Yeah, we give you the ticket, man. Then you can get your dry cleaning done. But you can't come in late. Then we close the shop. anyway.
So wrong.
shout out to La Perla Negra. Lisa Lives, Denario, Pierre Brown, Mr. Brown. Shout out to D that's been rocking with us. Shout out to all the people who waited to the end and then just dipped out. it was like, okay, this is over. Serena and the rest of y'all that was coming through, I was listening. But the energy here is it's different from Clubhouse. It's different. And we do a myriad of things. Every day of the week, we have something going on. Van didn't come today, so normally I can tell you what's going on. But look, Perla Negra, I know you're not doing your show tomorrow, are you?
No, I'm cooking, love.
Yeah, you're cooking, so. So normally I would tell you everything, but I don't really know everything that's going on for the rest of the week. So I can't tell you. But every day of the week we have a show that we do at 9 p.m. My show is every Tuesday, but I switch it up. I do a whole bunch of things. I have like How many podcasts do I have?
Oh, God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
50, you got 50-11. All right. We're not going to talk about the special interest one. Although I did get yelled at for not doing a Marvel versus DC in September. Somebody, you know, Paul and them
were
like,
you were supposed to do that.
I was supposed to do that, and I enjoyed it. Well, I was sick because Paul was going to get me again. I couldn't let that happen. Paul, because he tore our asses up with the for Justice League. Because remember, he was saying, he really predicted. He said, when the Justice League thing is here, it's going to tear you up. And he's like, oh, you fool. Mm-hmm. We was talking mad cash shit to him. He's like, fuck you, fuck PC, blah, blah, blah. And then shit came out. We was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit, I got to apologize. He's like, I told you your ass. I was like, oh, fuck. Damn it. I was like, God damn it. Yo, but I don't know what's funny. Like, so we have another person who does, like, Derek John on our only comes for the Marvel versus DC things, right? And he's a Harvard lawyer, and he argues. I don't give a fuck. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you got a law degree from Harvard? You sound real hood. You sound hood as fuck. I said, you light skin too, so that's really unusual. Let me stop. Anyway. He gonna listen to this. He gonna be listening to this. He be like, oh, really, Mojave? Really, Mojave? What school did you go to again? I'm like, oh, fuck. God damn it. Yeah, just kidding. But we keep the energy a little bit different over here. When we drip, when the honey drippers do the thing, we drip over here. And it gets even more filthy because it just really, because we don't play. And then we actually run stuff in inbox. So if you're in the inbox, you get all the jokes we can't say on air. It's funny shit. Anyway, that being said, but we hope you had to. Let me just ask, Onyx, did you enjoy yourself?
I did. Thank you so very much for inviting me into this space. I had a great time.
Yeah, well, you're going to go on your fly speak, so we're actually going to have more formalized questions for you next week, so don't worry about it. That's we're going to be asking you. We're going to ask you about your writing, your process. We just goof off every now and again. But, yeah, I'm glad you came. Thank you. It was amazing.
Thank you so much.
All right, let me go to Brian, who made it. Brian, you finally made it. How you feel about it?
I really, really enjoyed myself, man. I'm really, really glad I was able to call in today. And I hate I couldn't call in before. The energy is amazing, man. I appreciate it.
Nah, it's good. It's good, bro. It's good energy over here. And I'm going from you to Malika. Malika, how'd you enjoy it?
Listen, I had a blast. And when she started talking about some ravenous rain checks and them coochie coupons, I just hit my graphic skills, and I want you to know that I've already created the Ravenous Rain Check. I will be trading the coupons, too, but I'm going to make sure all my people got them so they can pass them out, because we all need some during the holidays. I'm just trying to look up my people. We all need a little bit. Okay?
Listen, I understand. People think I'm playing, but I'm really going to a thing.
Is that a QR
that I'm going to have...
I will make sure I get a QR code just for you, bro.
But I'm really going to get one of those clean up, you know, slippery with wet signs. I'm really going to get one specially made that says clean up on aisle 69. So when we do a live show, I'm going to throw it out on stage. And then we're gonna have a place on the stage called The Corner. And we're going to send people to... I really don't joke, if I said it, I'm going to do it. Understand, I'm going to do it.
I enjoyed myself. Thank you so much for inviting me. This has been fun.
No, thank y'all for coming. Thank you for coming. Scott, besides your dry cleaning,
I had to put on the scuba gear because it got some beep in here.
Oh, I love it.
Damn, I like the way you say beep. Say it again.
Say it again.
Okay.
Well, Like y'all, but, no, I mean, any of the shows that we do. Go ahead.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed what y'all didn't hear. I mean, you know, compromised. You know, yeah, there's a lot that's going on, and there's some therapy that's needed. It's not by me. Some of these pillows that are with me. And, I look forward to doing this again at some point, especially if someone's next to me that I can do something about all this pent-up energy now. So I got issues. I got problems. I got libraries.
I'm doing that.
Listen to him. Like I said, I'm cooking by myself tomorrow.
Ooh, that volunteer, Scott.
Look, you're talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. I'm trying to listen.
Oh, right,
but me.
I'm just saying. Two words.
And oh yeah,
one
by the way, Mr. Wow. Mr. Filthy, Filthy Prompt Dealer. For the record, that speed round, I took it as a prompt and did that off my head, just for you.
Well, excuse me. Come in here and two step for us real quick. Just come in with the two step. I just did that off my head.
Listen, as slippery as it is in here, I know better than the two step. I'll break an ankle.
That's a whole ass. I'm telling you. All right.
Wow.
Let me ask Pierre, how you feeling about this time, Pierre? How you feeling? It's your second time on the show. How you feeling, Pierre?
Back. I love it every single time. You know, I'm gonna be back for this next one.
All right, I got you. You know, I keep trying to tell you. I'll be like, yo, listen. I'll be telling people, I'm like, it's a little bit different over here on the podcast than we do in the, you know, just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. Wait a second, where's my music at? I'm mad right now. So it's a little bit different. We get to throw music underneath things and everything else is happening. So it's cool shit. Denario.
What's up, bro?
Man. So how you think about you? It's your second time too. How you feeling about it?
Like last time, bro. Very, very honored to be on the podcast. And for the rest of the night, I'll be licking my ABCs all the way till I fall asleep.
Yeah, definitely. Man, listen. I enjoy y'all thoroughly. The energy that we generate and that everybody comes here, it's one of the best places where you can take people from everywhere different and bring them in to do something incredibly special. Her story true, this is your second time on here too. So how do you feel?
It is. I had a blast. I did. I had so much fun. Yeah, it was cool. I was in here baking cupcakes and, you know, doing poetry, so it was fun.
Yeah, baking and poetry. A good combination.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Her story, this is Brian. This is Walking Erotica. Listen, I love your pen. I am in love with your pen. It is so fucking amazing. I just want you to know that you have a pen. Your shit is dope and awesome. I'm sorry, Mohammed. But I had to say that shit.
Thank you.
Listen, if y'all want to give flowers, matter of fact, we got time. If y'all want to give flowers, people give flowers. You know, it's not a school night. So. Yeah.
Mojave?
Yeah.
I need to connect with you tomorrow at some point about your podcast, and I need to tell you something professionally about that tomorrow if we can connect at some point.
You could talk to me tonight when this is over if you want to.
It may not be a school night, but good Lord, sir. Either I got to go to sleep or violate pillows. I'm just saying. One or the other. You don't want to be between
violating pillows.
We're going to have a support group on Thursday for the school.
I'm just telling you. Well, listen, the funny thing is this is just a hybrid show. This is me throwing everything all together. But each show, especially War Council, is off the chain. We really, really get into the, like, we, it's like almost like having the best conversation with people and really getting everybody's opinion on something to come to a really good conclusion about what it is. And then Fly Speak is an open mic with all the best folks for people. Like, the, my show is called The Hidden Radio Show, to expose people to the things that are hidden that they're not used to seeing or are understanding, and it goes across all cultures. And then, of course, you know, Honey Drippers is the Honey Drippers, and we drip seriously over here, like even harder than we do about. So we really get it in over here, a little stupid, if you will. But it's fun stuff.
Well, to give you a little clue, a black-owned network has tasked my company to seek out podcast talent. I want to have a conversation with you and your crew.
All right. Say no more. Say no more. And the crew is the crew. Matter of fact, we talk. How many times a day we talk?
Lord, have mercy.
I don't know how many times. Jesus, he was like, I'm like, who hit the? I was like, who hit the goddamn button today? I'm like, so who hit the button? Somebody just stop hitting the meeting button. Cut it out. We were asking, why you take so long to come to the meeting? Well, I think I was on the toilet. Leave me alone. Let me be. No, but very real implications and stuff like that. Plus, you know, for everything else that's happening, we get to connect everything else like that. So I love the fact that all of this stuff has real world and real time implications, and we get to do things. So I look forward to the conversation. Absolutely. So, with that being said, anybody else want to give anybody else flowers? Does anybody else want to do that? Anybody want
to? Yes,
you know,
I would like to give flowers
I enjoyed
to all of
the fuck
people
out of
who compromised
huh?
me. I would like to give
what?
Flowers to all of you who compromised my calmness and my peace, who disturbed me sexually and sent me off into corners of desire. I am ungrateful and angry, and I will be writing a note to your CEO because this is bullshit. Because I have to go to sleep, horny, and I just don't think it's fair at all. There's no penis near me. This is unfair. I just thought I would throw those flowers at your head. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's okay. It's okay. I'll take them. As a person who's currently enjoying some celibacy on purpose. I don't give a shit.
Is that what you enjoying?
No, I'm just saying, hey, listen. I'm like, it ain't no fun if I'm not getting none, so I can give less of the shit.
That part.
I'm not getting nothing.
He said the homies. Purpose. That's what you're trying to
say, man. you're not feeling our pain is what you're saying. Okay.
I don't get to play with my finger. I mean, yeah, ping. I don't get to ping anybody.
What?
That's, you know what I mean.
Oh my God, y'all almost made me choke.
A finger.
I'm
just saying.
No, I appreciate you guys. This is amazing.
Yes.
You know.
Oh man.
Normally, you know, I'm the first one. I used to be the first one to say, somebody put some wet coochie on that man's face. I just can't say it. That's why I haven't been saying it. I've been skipping it.
I thought we were supposed to be done
attention.
Cutting up at 10.
it
never ends.
It doesn't. It does not.
And the way he just said that sentence so smooth, he almost said it like it was a spot treatment.
Yeah, it is a spot treat. It is a spot treat. Listen, that's how you get a nice beard. I have a very nice beard. It's just, you know, it's just it just needs to be fertilized. But I'm, you know, but I'm taking my time. I'm on siesta. I'm not doing it right now. I'm aligning my spiritual chakras. I am putting myself in a position to attract what I truly want and what I need in my life. So it requires focus. Sacrifice and no booty.
The
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, I can no longer be the black hole. I can no longer chase booty lightning. Huh? You said what?
I've been in that zone. I've been in that zone for like months now. I need to change.
What? Man, listen, I'm trying to tell you. You gotta let somebody catch your booty lightning. See, you are under the same thing that I'm under. So, you know, you got booty lightning, you need to go strike somebody with it. Go ahead.
I'm over here printing out my ravishing rain text right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody you need your pipes cleaned out.
Got you. Huh?
Clean your pipes out.
Oh, we giving out rain checks.
All I gotta say is if you've never seen a pillow fall down in the morning,
and to correct y'all, it's ravenous rain check.
Oh, ravenous.
Ravenous rain check. I'm on it.
Yes.
How much are those worth? Ravenous.
They're free, like the teacher coupons. It's just that it's the level of the energy that is exuded when you give them out. The teacher coupons, you say, I'll talk to you later here. You know, but a ravenous one, you're like, boy, I want to tear your ass up, but we got to go to work right now.
Jesus. That's at least three rounds of toes doing gang signs. That's what it sounds like. I'm just gonna ask the ladies this question. Just gonna ask them, ladies. Have you ever known like that? You know you got him on the he's on the ropes. You giving him the rope a dope, and you look him in his eyes, and he's like, "Look, I need you to stop doing what you're doing," and you look him dead in your eye, and you just keep going. Have you ever done that?
I have. Hell yeah.
Dad, what you doing? Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's
my husband all the
time.
You want me to stop, but I won't stop.
Listen, right. That's like especially if y'all on
that's,
top, you're like, yo, you need
more
to get up.
Motivation.
I'm just saying, that's
right
terrible.
Now, like, the truth is, if we want to continue, we will stop. We will slow down and we'll push it up just for the sake of continuing. But if we're done and we're just having fun with torture, then there's no point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, they call coochie torture. What? Coochie torture.
What?
So much fun.
Coochie torture. Mm-hmm. Because y'all do that. Y'all be riding somebody. You know what I realized? I realized there's weapons that we don't recognize it because we think it's fun until y'all actually get into it and then catch us with it, right? Like, for example, reverse cowgirl. If you know you're looking back at it, you're looking at him, and then he's about to make, and he makes the face because we all make a face. We all have sex faces that we make that we know that we're close to it. And if you know your partner, you know your partner has a certain face that they make. You know, their eyes cross, you know, their nose, they make the stank face, something happens. You know they're about to go. And just when they're about to go, that's when y'all be like, oh, let me, you be like, you know, y'all go from medium to extra fast. Y'all push the lever.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Let me press
the
gas.
That reward.
Depends
on
your reward.
You do that.
Mm-hmm.
Although the evilest thing that I think that women can do is when a man is about to come and you look him dead in his eye.
That evil didn't say you really dislike it. That didn't even say it like you really dislike that evil. That sounded like you wanted more of the evil.
No, I don't want the evil. I've had enough evil eat out on me. That's why I gotta clear out the whole thing. I gotta clear it out because you know I don't like anybody who look me in my eye and do me dirty. You can't look me in my eye and do me dirty.
Every moment of that dirty. How you mad?
No, because you're emptying the well. You gotta leave water in the world. I need water in my well so I can function.
Darling, you can replenish
yourself.
Well, to get more water.
You'd be all right. It'll
replenish itself. Listen. Don't take the water out the well, or I'm going to sleep. That's all I'm going to tell you. If I tell you don't take the water out the well, I'm going to sleep. Soon as you're done,
it don't sound like you're
happen.
Trying to prevent
exactly.
It.
It's not like you want it.
I'm just saying. Listen, I run. I Spider-Man. I climb walls and everything. It's crazy. I get up out of here. I'll be like, I'm out of here. Don't talk to me. I won't answer my phone.
Wait a minute. Are you the don't touch me person? Don't touch me, don't touch me.
I'm gonna leave. I'm just gonna go. I'm not even gonna talk to you for 2 days.
Listen.
I'm not gonna because when I wake up, 2 days.
Well, you better get cut off, y'all.
The man said, "Want to wake up?"
Oh shit, that's right.
Right, like
holy
mackerel.
Holy
mackerel.
Yep.
Holy mackerel. Oh, what we're about to end. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating. It's good stuff. It's been great times. Thank y'all. I love all y'all. Thank y'all for coming. It's dope. The Blog Click lady is about to cut us off. Thank you, Lisa Lips, for reminding us. We had a good time. The playback will be ready on speaker probably in 15, 20 minutes. If you need it, hit me in the back channel and I'll send it to you. Thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night. Be safe. And let your soul overflow with your
rock. Love y'all.
Peace.
Love y'all.
Happy holidays to y'all. Back
to
my place,
take care, my
hilarious. Yo, how's this still working? Yo, how's it? How are we still on and it cut off? I'm like,
I don't know. Yeah, normally they cut us off. Because
we black people.
No, normally they were like, get your happy asses off. Get your happy asses off.
Yeah.
Tired of your shit. You know, like, y'all in overtime, fuck y'all. But anyway, that's what's up. Anyway, anyway, thank y'all for coming. I'm gonna hang up. I gotta call Wendell back because Wendell was like, "Did I miss the show?" I'm like, "Yes, Wendell, you missed the show."
Yeah, thank you.
Like, because he was mad. He was mad. He said, "I thought there was a show." I said, "Wendell, there was a show." He said, "Was it a hybrid show?" I was like, "Yeah, it's a hybrid show." He said, "Oh, that's why." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what happened." So. It's interesting. We all rocked out. I think Joan called in, too, and Joan didn't know what was going on. Joan was like, what's going on? Are we doing workouts today? She's like, is it? I don't know. Anyway, let me let y'all go. I'll call him back and check everything else. I'll see everybody else around. Hit me in the back channel. Talk to me. Do what you got to do. Or hit me later on. I'm up all night. You know what it is because I got to finish doing all these edits and stuff like that. So I'm going to be in my office working. You know my office is my bathroom. but I will be in there doing my thing. So I'm going to get to it. So let me call these people back. Love y'all. Talk to y'all later. Good night.
Awesome. Make sure Mojave has your emails so he can get a coupon. Bye, y'all.
Just cut everyone.
Don't die. Oh God! Holy mercy!
Yo! Oh shit! Yeah, stop fucking with me! Yeah, stop fucking with me!
I'm just
I gotta go.
I got like people in the background with all you can eat just for you for the Coochie Cooper.
I'm out of here. I'm out. I'm gonna talk to y'all later.